We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Clear path to the high court.
You will be confirmed, God willing.
President stumps in new battleground.
Get the hell out to vote.
Thanksgiving as usual.
That is unfortunately a risk.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. After 2 days of Senate questioning, Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court nomination is on track. CBS's Nancy Cordes has more on what's next on her path to the nation's highest court.
With overwhelming support from Republicans, Judge Barrett seems destined for confirmation.
If you just do the raw numbers, then there's no way to stop it.
During her 2 days on the hot seat, Barrett insisted she is independent.
I assure you, I have my own mind.
But that was hard to gauge because, like other nominees, Barrett withheld her views on big issues like voting rights and gay rights.
You're pushing me to try to violate the judicial canons of ethics and to offer advisory opinions, and I won't do that.
With help from Republicans, she made the case that even a Supreme Court with a 6-3 majority might uphold the Affordable Care Act, pointing to the so-called doctrine of severability that allows judges to strike down part of a law.
The main thing is the doctrine of severability has a presumption to save the statute if possible. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Democrats were skeptical.
The position of the Trump administration is to throw the whole thing out.
You're suggesting that I have animus or that I cut a deal with the president. And I was very clear yesterday that that isn't what happened.
There's no presidential debate tonight. President Trump and Joe Biden hold separate TV town halls instead. CBS's Paula Reed says the president went to Iowa, a state he won handily in 2016, but the polls this year are tight.
President Trump is using his family's experience with this virus, including his young son, Barron Trump, as a rallying cry for Americans to get back to normal. And last night in Iowa, he rallied over 5,000 supporters in spite of White House Task Force guidance that says gatherings in that area should be limited to just 25 people because of rising COVID cases in the area.
Mr. Trump indicated his son is doing well now.
Barron is just fine now. He's tested negative, right?
CBS's Ed O'Keefe is covering the Biden campaign.
Joe Biden is now sitting on a record-sized campaign war chest, $383 million raised in the month of September alone. And top aides say there's a total of $432 million still in the bank.
That's more money I've ever raised in my whole life.
How the Biden campaign plans to spend the money is unclear. But this week alone, it's spending more than $24 million to advertise on TV in 16 battleground states.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS News, as long as there are masks and social distancing, in-person voting should not be a concern in the pandemic.
I think it's just as safe to vote as it is to go and get a cup of coffee.
But he says major Thanksgiving gatherings are being discouraged.
When you're talking about relatives that are getting on a plane, being exposed in an airport, then walk in the door and say, Happy Thanksgiving, that you have to be careful about.
CBS's Mola Lenghi says the virus has hit a big name in the sports world.
Six-time national champion coach Nick Saban of the Alabama Crimson Tide has been sidelined by the coronavirus, as has the school's athletic director. But Saban says, as of now, there's no indication of a team-wide outbreak.
We test our players every day. I get tested every day. I felt fine.
The University of Alabama is now reporting fewer numbers, but
Coronavirus cases are on the rise in 37 states, and hospitalizations are rising in 42 states.
More than 50,000 utility customers in Northern California saw the power go out yesterday. The action taken because strong winds have increased the wildfire danger.
We're just living out of the suitcase, just preparing ourselves.
2020 has been crazy so far. It's a roller coaster, pretty much.
The outages could last until tomorrow night. There have been new evacuations ordered in Colorado because of two Rocky Mountain wildfires. Government scientists say last month was the hottest September on record for planet Earth, 1.75 degrees above the 20th century average. There have been two rulings on absentee ballots in a pair of crucial states in next month's election. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
A federal judge in North Carolina has ordered election officials to update rules that will require absentee voters to have a witness when they fill out their ballots, and they'll have to prove it. In Iowa, a high court has ruled in favor of President Trump's campaign, refusing to throw out the invalidation of tens of thousands of absentee ballot forms that were mailed to voters with their personal information already filled out.
Barnes & Noble reports online issues that began over the weekend may have been part of a cyber attack. The company says some personal data was compromised. Coach Nick Saban's COVID case has brought new attention to the effort to protect college football players from the coronavirus. CBS's Peter King has more on an outbreak that has scratched a big game.
The University of Florida was supposed to host national champion LSU Saturday, but now 21 Gators players and two assistant coaches have tested positive. Florida Athletic Director Scott Strickland.
It's really important that everyone remains diligent. And you can't take your foot off the gas, so to speak, as far as doing all the things that we're being asked to do from social distancing or masking.
Florida head coach Dan Mullen was roundly slammed for saying he wanted to see 90,000 fans in the stands Saturday, critics calling him ignorant. Now he says he's sorry he said it.
In baseball, the Atlanta Braves gave up a postseason record 11 runs in the first inning of a 15-3 loss to the L.A. Dodgers last night.
Back at the wall, it is gone! Grand slam, and the first inning is historic.
The call on Fox, the Braves lead the NLCS 2-1. At the Billboard Music Awards,
this is for Chrissy.
John Legend sang an emotional song dedicated to wife Chrissy Teigen and the baby they lost 2 weeks ago.
We got a good thing, babe, whenever life is hard, we'll never lose our way.
It was a pre-taped performance. Others on the show played in the empty Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. A new report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety looks at electric scooters. They're seen now in many big cities.
Many of those injured on scooters were riding on the sidewalk, says study author Jessica Cicchino, even when there are rules that prohibit that. Many were first-timers.
I think a lot of it has to do with inexperience. We saw in our study that over a third of the e-scooter riders who went to the emergency room were injured on their very first ride.
Cicchino says urban planners need more research before they can decide the safest way to deploy the e-scooters. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The 1964 animated special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has delighted TV viewers for decades.
My name's Rudolph. Hi.
Now the figures used in that production are being put up for auction. Santa and Rudolph together are expected to fetch up to $250,000. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.